Roland looked amused. Eddie, if one waits until the lungs are fully formed, tobacco prolongs life, not shortens it. It's the reason why in Gilead everyone smoked but the very poorest, and even they had their shuckies, like as not. Tobacco keeps away ill, sick vapors for one thing, many dangerous insects for another. Everyone knows this. The Surgeon General of the United States would be delighted to hear what everyone in Gilead knows, Eddie said dryly. What about the booze, then? Suppose he rolls his jeep over some drunk night or gets on the interstate going the wrong way and head-ons someone. Roland considered it, then shook his head. I've meddled with his mind and Ka itself as much as I intend to, as much as I dare to. We'll have to keep checking back over the years in any... Why do you shake your head at me? The tale spins from him. Maybe so, but we won't be able to check on him for 22 years unless we decide to abandon Susanna, and I'll never do that. Once we jump ahead to 1999, there's no coming back. Not in this world. For a moment, Roland made no reply, just looked at the man leaning his behind against his kitchen counter, asleep on his feet, with his eyes open and his hair tumbled on his brow. 7 or 8 minutes from now, King would awaken with no memory of Roland and Eddie, always assuming they were gone, that was. Eddie didn't seriously believe the gunslinger would leave Suze hung out on the line, but he'd let Jake drop, hadn't he? Let Jake drop into the abyss once upon a time. Then he'll have to go it alone, Roland said, and Eddie breathed a sigh of relief. Sigh, King. Yes, Roland. Remember, when you hear the song of the turtle, you must put aside all other things and tell this story.
I will. At least I'll try.
Good.
Then the writer said, the ball must be taken off the board and broken.
Roland frowned. Which ball? Black 13?
If it wakes, it will become the most dangerous thing in the universe. And it's waking now, in some other place, some other where and when.
Thank you for your prophecy, Psy King.
Dad a shim, dad a shower, take the ball to the double tower.
To this Roland shook his head in silent bewilderment. Eddie put a fist to his forehead and bent slightly.
Hail, wordslinger.
King smiled faintly, as if this were ridiculous, but said nothing. Long days and pleasant nights, Roland told him. You don't need to think about the chickens anymore. An expression of almost heartbreaking hope spread across Stephen King's bearded face.
Do you really say so?
I really do. And may we meet again on the path before we all meet in the clearing. The gunslinger turned on his boot heel and left the writer's house. Eddie took a final look at the tall, rather stooped man standing with his narrow ass propped against the counter. He thought,
the next time I see you, Stevie, if I do, your beard will be mostly white and there'll be lines around your face. And I'll still be young. How's your blood pressure, Cy? Good to go for the next 22 years? Hope so. What about your ticker? Does cancer run in your family? And if it does, how deep?
There was time for none of these questions, of course, or any others. Very soon, the writer would be waking up and going on with his life. Eddie followed his din out into the lateening afternoon and closed the door behind him. He was beginning to think that when Ka had sent them here instead of to New York City, it had known what it was doing after all. 12. Eddie stopped on the driver's side of John Cullum's car and looked across the roof at the gunslinger.
Did you see that thing around him? That black haze?
The Todana, yes. Thank your father that it's still faint.
What's a Todana? Sounds like a toe dash.
Roland nodded. It's a variation of the word. It means death bag. He's been marked.
Jesus, Eddie said.
It's faint, I tell you.
But there.
Roland opened his door. We can do nothing about it.
Calm marks the time of each man and woman. Let's move, Eddie.